Okay, Sif Sechin, Maimer Aleph for Sphira Saomer, Maimer Sheva Shabbasos. Belel Sheni Shal Pesach Maschilin Lispur Sphira Saomer. On the second night of Pesach, we begin to count Sphira Saomer. So let's ask the question, why don't we count Sphira on the first night of Pesach? So this is the question the Sefer HaChinuch asks in Os Aleph. Okay, when we quote the Os, yes, we're quoting the side. So in Os Aleph, he quotes from the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shinvav, who asks the question, why is the mitzvah Mimachras HaShabbos? Why do we start counting the day after the Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach? Why not start counting immediately? So the Sefer HaChinuch answers, because we want to dedicate the first day of Pesach solely to the Neis Gadol of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't want to mix in Mar Ben Simcha B'Simcha. So we don't want to mix the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem providing for us then, with what we're trying to work towards in terms of Sphira Soma. That's the Sefer HaChinuch's answer. But he says in the second paragraph, he quotes the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who says, and this is a theme that you find a lot in the Svarim HaKadoshim, based in part on the Zohar, that the 7 weeks of Sphira Saomer correspond to the 7 days that a woman goes through her Shiva Nikiyam to cleanse herself from Tumas Nida. Right? For those who aren't married and don't know how this works, the way it works is that after a woman gets her period and finishes bleeding after a number of days, so she has to have 7 clean days where she doesn't see any blood before she goes to the mikvah. So too, we're not being matar an individual, we're being matar a tzibur. So just like an individual woman goes through a 7-day cleansing process, the Jewish people go through a 7-week cleansing process. So how does that explain why we start counting Sphira from the second night? Why don't we count on Tesavav Nisan? Why do we count on Tezayin Nisan? So he explains at the top of the left column, Zeyiduyak al nachon tami machras haShabbos. This explains why we start counting on the second day of Sphira, the second day of Pesach. V'lo miyom haShabbos atzma, not on the day that we left Mitzrayim. Why? Because a woman has to count 7 clean days, 7 complete days. On the 15th of Nisan, we were still transitioning out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we were Mixas Hayom, we were still in a state of Tumah. So a woman can't count that as her first clean day. You need to have complete clean days. So therefore, says the Rachaim HaKadosh, that's why the 7 weeks, again corresponding to the 7 days, begin only once we've left Mitzrayim. We have a full clean day of Tezayin Nisan. Okay? An interesting explanation. He then quotes in the bottom left-hand corner, he quotes an Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan explains that Even though Bizman HaZeh we don't have the Karban HaOmer, but we still count Sfiras HaOmer, and we're going through this process that takes place between the two Karbanos, the Karban of Pesach, which is the Karban HaOmer, and the Shtei HaLechem of Shuas. He says 2 lines from the end of the page, in the bottom left-hand corner. Again, I'm not doing anything on the bottom half of the page, just the top half. But in the bottom left-hand corner of the top half, he says, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains, that b'tchilas haminyan, we start counting b'tchilas haminyan me'omer sa'orim. We start counting from the karban ha'omer, which is made of barley, uvesofo michitim, and then we come to Shavuos and we bring a karban made out of wheat. He says in the last line, lahoros debilti ha'torah anachnu kebehemos nidma, because if not for the Torah, we would be animals. Animals eat barley, and humans eat wheat. Right? Barley was seen as animal food, and wheat was used to bake bread for human beings. So we're literally going through a process, not just of Tara, from the Tumas Mitzrayim to being Tahor, to be able to really, if you understand the Mashal properly, to be able to marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, like a Kala preparing for her wedding night, preparing for her Chuppah. So too we're going through the same process. But we're also going from the world of animal to the world of human. Okay, turn to the top of the next page for a second. Shema Chol and Sa'orim, we're like animals who eat barley food. Kamosha Amru Shekarban Sota Humana Sa'orim. An Isha Sota, a woman, an adulterous woman, brings a karban that's made from barley. And the Gemara explains in Sota Tesvav, he asa maisa behema, she acted like an animal by betraying her husband, Lefichach Karbana Maicha Behema. And therefore, what turns us into people more so than Torah? The Brisker Rav was once asked, he said, why does the Torah not talk about Midos? Same question that Rav Chaim Vital discusses in the Shari Kedusha. So he says, why does the Torah not talk so much about Midos? I mean, you have Pirkei Avos, but why don't, in the Chumash itself, it tells us Moshe was humble. There's no pasuk in Chumash that says you should be humble. There's no pasuk in Chumash that says you should be Besimcha. Not as a general Midah. Right, so the Brisker Rav said, he said, I don't even understand the question. He said, the Torah was given to people. And if you don't have Midos, then you're not a person. That's what he said. The Torah is given to human beings. And if you don't have good Midos, you're not a human being. It's like the Shlomo Freifeld story when a visitor once came to his sukkah and he saw pictures of the Gedolim on the walls of his sukkah. So he said to Rabbi Freifeld, what are all these pictures? Who are these people? So Rabbi Freifeld said, it's a nearly extinct species that lived prior to World War II. It's called human beings. He said, these Gedolim, they were people. So you have to be a person to be Makabel the Torah. So that's what we're doing. We're going from a state of eating Sa'orim, of being, you know, animals with barley food, to becoming human beings who are able to eat Chita. Okay? Okay, let's go back now just to the main text. So again, so on the second night of Pesach, now we know it's why on the second night of Pesach, not the first night of Pesach, we begin to count Sfiras Omer. K'moshe kasuv b'Torah usvartem lachem mimacharas ha-Shabbos, miyom haviachem es Omer ha-Tenufa, sheva shabbosos tamimos tiana, it should be 7 complete weeks from the time you bring the carbon ha-Omer, ad mimacharas ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyas tisperu chamishim yom, we count up to 50 days. That's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. V'tam ha-mitzvah hu, l'fisha tachlis yitzias mitzrayim, ha-isa kadeshi ha-kabli yisrael ha-satorah. What is the purpose of this mitzvah? We left Mitzrayim in order to come to Kabbalah Satorah. The Votzesi, Vitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, we're trying to, Ge'ula is achieved through the V'lakachti Eschem Lilam, by coming to Har Sinai. Aval adayin lo hayu Yisrael mituhar mitumas klipas Mitzrayim, but we were still in the klipa of Mitzrayim and unable to receive the Torah. Lachain siva Hashem Yisbar lispor sfiras ha'omer, kidei shi'etaru nafshes Yisrael mizu amasam. Svira, again, is the way that we cleanse ourselves for the chuppah. Kedimun svira shiva yam letara, like a woman counts 7 days of cleansing. Shiyu muchanim zakoim utahorim lekabal haTorah b'chag haShavuos. Okay. Now, the way he wrote it in the text here is that what? That Hashem commanded us to count. But the truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, a little bit Klal Yisrael on their own figured out how to count. Again, why do we count today? We don't have a Karban HaOmer. But we still count towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Is that something that you find in the Torah? Not really, but in the Medrash you find that Klal Yisrael on their own counted towards Kabbalah Torah. Where do we have such an idea? Look at Os Beis. He writes, "Bnei Yisrael hischilu me'atzman lispor," in the right-hand column. Bnei Yisrael began to count on their own. Kasav harav bal ha'itor. The Itor is one of the Rishonim. The same thing is found in the Ran at the end of Psachim, as well as in the Tshuvas HaRashba. He quotes them both here at the end of the paragraph. The Ba'agada Amr, we find in the Agada, we find in the Medrash, Bisho Sha'amr Lehem Moshe B'Yisrael, Tavduna Salokim Al-Harazah. Again, Moshe was already told in Shmos Paragimel, when you leave Mitzrayim, the Jews are going to serve Hashem on Har Sinai. So when Moshe told that to Bnei Yisrael, you know what they did? They were so excited, they started counting on their own. They started counting down the days till Mitzrayim, till Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're counting up the days, I guess, right? Maybe that's another reason why we count up. They weren't sure exactly, again, how to cheshbon it. Amru lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eimas Avodazu. Moshe, when is this going to be? Amar lehem, so Moshe said, I'll tell you, in 50 days from now, l'sof chamishim yom. So they started counting. Hischilu monin kol echad ve'echad latzmo. They started counting the days. Mikan kavu chachamim l'sfira sa'omer bizman hazeh. This is the explanation, says the Itur, the Bala Itur, again, one of the Rishonim, why we have Sfiras HaOmer today. We don't have a Karban HaOmer. And we, you know, if Mashiach doesn't come, we're not going to have a Karban on Shavuos either. V'achsha begolas einanu mevi'in lo Karban v'lo HaOmer. Ela sha'anu mechashrim yom l'simchas Kabbalas HaTorah kamo shi'Yisrael manu ba'os HaShah. We start counting with anticipation for Kabbalas HaTorah the way that Bnei Yisrael counted as well. I pointed out in the past, the Svarim bring a remez that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria Nasa V'Nishma. So there's a very strong link between Kabbalah Satorah and the leaving of Mitzrayim. Okay, v'nishma mizeh, so he quotes it from the Imre Emes. V'nishma mizeh, shekafi masha is Yisrael moser nafsho la'Hashem Yisbarach, kach mizgala eslo ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. We see here Klal Yisrael again, with anticipation for Torah, with mesiras nefesh, with the longing for Torah, that became the reality. It says at the top of the next page, v'mishum sha'achar yitzias mitzrayim, ovu b'nei Yisrael as Hashem Yisbarach b'chol lev v'nefesh, nizgala lahem ritzono v'kiyumo mitzvah sviras ha'omer, od lifnei sha'Hashem Yisbarach tziv lahem al kach. When you love Hashem, and you cling to Hashem, and you put yourself out there for Hashem, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the opportunity to do things, you'll be able to infer the ratzon Hashem before Hashem even says it to you. So it's amazing to think about. The Ma'ori Nayim writes in Parsha Sav that the first Pesach Seder took place where? In Mitzrayim. Before they left Mitzrayim, the Lashon's amazing, it's two lines in Ma'ori Nayim, Parsha Sav. He says, before the Jews left Mitzrayim, they sat in Mitzrayim, still slaves, in Mitzrayim. They knew they were heading out, but they weren't free yet. So they sat there in Mitzrayim, and they spoke about Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was no Yitzias Mitzrayim yet. What are they talking about? But he says they made a Seder just like we, Ketsurasa, just like we make our Seder, they made their Seder. And Bischus, making the Seder and believing in Yitzias Mitzrayim before it even happened, that created Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the same thing is true by Sfiras Omer. The anticipation for this, you know, Kabbalah HaTorah and the desire to get there, Klal Yisrael sort of created Sfiras Omer. And then Hashem said, you know what, good idea, let's make it a mitzvah. And that became a mitzvah afterwards. So says the he's quoting the Imre Emes here. Again, a person can create the Ratzon of Hashem. V'zeh perash ha-medrash, eim asai hein tamimos, bizman chi Yisrael osin resono shamakom. The Gemara says that it's supposed to be Sheva Shabbosos tamimos. So Chazal say, when is it tamimos? 7 complete weeks. When is it complete? Right? When is it tamimos? When Klal Yisrael do the will of their Creator. It's hard to know exactly what that line means. But the way that Imre Emes explains it is, you know what tamimus is? When you're osin ritzono shalmakom. You know what osin ritzono shalmakom means? Not just that you do the will of your Creator, but you create the will of your Creator. You have a difference? You make the will of your Creator. You came up with an idea, and Hashem says, that's a great idea. Hanu kishahim ovim es Hashem yisbarach v'shleimus, al yedeza zochim lasos ritzono shalmakom. You did something which Hashem then turned into his ratzon. There's a line in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Ezohi isha ksheira." What is the sign of a good wife? A woman who is osin ritzon bala. So most people think it means she listens to her husband. She's osin ritzon bala. She does what her husband tells her to do. Right? But a deeper pshat, and anyone who's married and has a healthy shalom bias knows, lehefech, right? First of all, the husband should listen to his wife. Not the opposite. She knows a lot more than he does. But more than that, to realize that any success you're going to have, osin, right? Osin ratzon bala. The woman is creating the ratzon of her husband. She creates his ratzon. So that's what we're doing here. We, Knesset Yisrael, the bride, so to speak, created the ratzon of our husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we gave Hashem this idea of Sfiras Omer by anticipating with excitement Sfiras Omer. It's a beautiful idea. Okay, let's come back to the text now. So he said again, so we're spending these 7 weeks preparing ourselves to be matar ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Umishum, the next paragraph. Umishum shiratza, Hashem Yisbarach, sheyakiru b'nei Yisrael, godal erech v'chashiva satorah mitoseah. The problem is, how do you long for something that you've never experienced? How do you anticipate something you don't know what it is? You have to get a taste of it. So Hashem gave us a taste of it. In order for Klal Yisrael to appreciate and to value the Torah and mitzvahs which were coming their way, v'lo yeh kabbalas haTorah v'avodas Hashem Yisbarach aleihem l'masa, that they should realize it's a gift, it's a present, it's an opportunity. Hit'imam b'leil Pesach as godol mesikus avodaso v'ni'imus oro hazach. Hashem allowed us to taste the sweetness of avodas Hashem, to get a little bit of a taste of the pure light of Torah. Al yedei sheheyer aleihem pisum oros mochin degadlus, by blasting us with a tremendous giloy or a revelation of light, an experience of gadlus hamochin, kibuvur b'sif sechein lepesach hakdam azayin, laman yitamu minoifes suf or yisbarach, to taste a little bit of the sweetness of of the light of Hashem. And then, from there, that will create a ratzon. And that will transform us into being the types of Jews who want to be recipients of the Torah. But I don't, how do I long for something if I don't know what it is? So Hashem had to give us a taste of it. The truth is, the matzah, if you think about it, the matzah being mechla de mehamnusa, matzah is the food of Amuna. The first mitzvah that we heard from Hashem at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avadim. First words we heard from Hashem is the mitzvah of Amuna. The first of something obviously contains everything that's going to come afterwards. Like Rav Elimelech Lezhentz said, Vayedaber Elokim is Kol HaDvar Me'ela Leimor Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That Kol HaDvar Me'ela, everything that I'm about to teach you is really just an expression of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. So Amuna is the all-encompassing, is the all-encompassing mitzvah. And matzah is the food of Amuna. So that means when a Jew eats matzah, right, in a certain sense, he's experiencing Kol HaTorah Kula. He's getting a taste of Kol HaTorah Kula. The inyan of not eating matzah prematurely, as the halacha discusses and the Gemara discusses, right, and the comparison that Chazal bring, that a person who eats matzah prematurely is like a person who's intimate with his spouse before they're fully married, right? Is a very fitting mashal. Again, for understanding that we want to come to Kabbalah Satorah is really the wedding. Kabbalah Satorah is when we really marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But we got a taste of what it's going to be like to be married to a man when we ate the matzah. So the Tiferes Shlomo Verdamsk says, Be'erev tochlu matzos doesn't only mean, and this is what I'm trying to get to, Be'erev tochlu matzos doesn't only mean on the night of the Seder we eat matzah. But what else does Erev mean? He says, Erev is a lashon, like we say in Birchas HaTorah, V'ha'erevna. Arevus, a sweetness. Be'erev tochlu matzos. With sweetness, you'll eat the matzah. So the way that the Tiferes Shlomo Verdamsk explains it is that there's an excitement for the mitzvah matzah. Right? There's an anticipation. So we refrain from eating matzah leading up to Pesach in order to eat it at the Seder B'Teyavon, to eat it with a great desire. But Be'erev, again, is a lesson of sweetness, and that's exactly what the Seder is. The Seder is this very sweet experience where you get a taste of something. Again, when they had, like, you know, taste test between Pepsi and Coke. You know who used to win the taste test? I don't know. Pepsi used to win, that's right. Even though Coke is you know, l'chol adeos. Again, not l'chol adeos each individual, but l'chol adeos in terms of, like, the more chashuv Coca-Cola company, you know. Coke is greater than Pepsi. Right? Why was Pepsi winning the taste test? It was sweeter. And therefore, the studies showed that, well, people like it better when you take a sip of it, right? In a sip test, Pepsi is more geschmack, that little sip. To drink a whole can of it, it's not as good. It's not as balanced, right? So the Seder, l'havdil, the Seder is that sip, right? So be'erev tochlu matzos, the Tiferes Shlomo says, be'erev is lashon of b'harevna. It's very sweet. The Seder is a very sweet experience, but you can't live off of that sweetness. You have to earn it. You know, that's why lottery winners are so depressed, because they didn't earn their money. They've got tons of money, so at first it's like the sweetest feeling in the world, but then there's this feeling of, like, now what happens now? The geschmack in life comes from working hard and trying to accomplish something and to earn something. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sip, a taste, yeah, so that afterwards we should long for something. So we get a blast, a taste of everything that's going to come. Okay, top of page Yodalad. V'teikav kasher kvar ta'amu misikos atam. So now that we got such a powerful taste of the sweetness of Avodah Hashem, and Hashem wants it to be sweet. Hashem wants that the Torah that we learn and the mitzvot that we do should be sweet, not burdensome. So he made it particularly sweet. Again, be'erev tochu matzos. When you get a taste of the matzah being amuna being the microcosm of Kol HaTorah Kula, it's very sweet. It's be'erev, it's arev, it's very sweet. So now what happens afterwards? Hashem says, this is not a good idea. I can't leave it like this. You're not going to appreciate it if I leave it like this. So nitol ha'or mehem. Hashem immediately contracts the light, takes back the light. V'nitzdavu lasos me'atzma avodas hazichoch v'atar. Hashem says, now you got a taste of who you could be, so now go out and do it, and achieve it. Cleanse yourself step by step, la'at la'at, slowly, slowly. To the point that when you come to Shavuos, you feel the same way that you felt on Pesach. But now you've earned it. And this remains true. This is what we're trying to achieve. Every person, every year, we're trying to relive this experience. If you look in Oz Dalet, I'm not going to read it inside, but he quotes from the Ohev Yisrael, and the Bas Ayin, and the Noam Megadim, and the Rechaim HaKadosh, who all basically say the same Yisod, a Yisod Nafutz in Sifrei Chassidus, in Pnimius HaTorah, that the way to understand time, Alpi Pnimius, is that whenever you come back to a certain checkpoint in the calendar, it's the same Oros, it's the same Kedusha, it's all the same opportunities. So even though you'll say, well, you read a Sadoros, we're so much farther away from it. No, it's exactly all of the raw energy and possibility of experience that the Jews went through, leaving Mitzrayim, coming to Kabbalah Satorah, we have the opportunity to tap into the same thing now. Okay, we have a faster upon him, and there's all sorts of other reasons why it's harder to feel that. But you should know the Mitzias is that it's as real now as it was then. What was Bayamim Ahim is Bazman Azeh. It's still happening right now. Okay. So let's see. Nimsa. So apparently when we left Mitzrayim, it was an Isarusa de la'ela, it was a heavenly arousal. It was nothing that we did on our own to earn it. We were in a very low place in Mitzrayim. It was a gift that was given to us that we had not acquired or earned. For Lechain, this is a beautiful pshat, Nikra Yom Rishon de Pesach B'Shem Shabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. And he's saying twofold. He's saying two things. He's saying, first of all, Shabbos, we don't create Shabbos. Right? We see it reflected in the Matbeah Shel Bracha. The Bracha on Shabbos is Mikadesh HaShabbos. As opposed to the Bracha on Yom Tov is what? Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azman. On Yom Tov, Yisrael creates the Zman. We set up the calendar. HaChodesh Zalachem, we look at the moon. But Shabbos, in the language of the Gemara, is what? Kviya V'Kaima. Right? It's permanent. It has its place. And we don't dictate when Shabbos comes. Okay, so in that sense, it's totally Isarusa de la'ela. But more than that, what he's using here is the word matana. Why is he using the word matana? Look in Oshei, in the left-hand column. Pesach hu bechinas matana kamo ha-Shabbos. Shabbos is the greatest gift we ever got. And that's true every single Shabbos. Shabbos hu bechinas matana mi Hashem yisvach. Shabbos is a gift from Hashem. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yoram and Beis, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Ganazai V'Shabbos Shema. I have a special gift in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. And Hashem told Moshe in the Hemshech of that Gemara, go tell B'nai Yisrael that I have this gift that I want to give to them. Okay, so Pesach is called Shabbos because just like Shabbos is a gift, Pesach is a gift. You didn't earn Pesach. Okay, let's go back to the main text. It's a matana. How's it go? How much is matana? Matana is 495. How much is 33 times 45? Is that 495? Like 33 times 45 or no? No? High or low? So just do four. What is it? Oh, okay. What's three times matana? Yeah. That's the same? Oh, that's how it is. Uh-huh. Okay. It's a Lag B'Omer Torah. The Svarim say the Lag B'Omer, the first mimer of Rishon Bar Yochai. I'm just trying to think how it connects now. The first maimer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Shas is the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hei. When Rabbi Shimon says there are three gifts that a person, right, there's three special things that a person can only acquire with suffering. Right? So three times Matana is 33 times Adam. 33 times 45. Nasa three times matana. The three gifts that Rishon Baruch Hai speaks about, three times matana is 33 days of the Omer, times 45, which is the matria Adam, because again, each day of Siyur, we're trying to become an Adam, we're trying to transition from Behema to an Adam. And Rabbi Shimon is the Spitz Madrega of Adam, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha, like we sing on Lag BaOmer. So therefore, 33 times Adam, times 45, is gematria three times matana. Okay. It's either from Rebbe of Kamarna. I forget who says this remez. Okay, but it's interesting to think about that matana is Pesach is a matana also. Pesach begins as a Shabbos is a matana. Okay, sorry for that tangent. Umatana, turn the page. Umatana kazu einam is kayamas. The problem with a gift, right? The problem with a gift, when you earn something, you can really enjoy it for a long time. When someone gives you a gift, it's so exciting at the beginning. You give a child a new toy, they can't stop playing with it until like 2 days later. They can never pick it up again for the rest of their life. They didn't earn it. It's a matana. So at first, it's the most geschmack, but then it loses its geschmack very quickly. Then it becomes, it's einam miskayemes, it doesn't last. What does the pasuk say in Mishlei? I think it's in Perek Tesvav, Sone matanos yechya. One who despises gifts will live. Because if I'm always living off the high of a matana, I'm not really living. Real life has to be earned. To really enjoy life, you have to earn it. If it's always a gift, if I'm living on someone else's, you know, paying the way for me, I'm not going to enjoy it. Ki ein la kesher v'chibur im ha'adam b'yosa l'mala me'asagasa v'dargasa. And more than that, to be lifted up to the Oros of Mochin, the godless of Leila Seder, it's totally beyond your Madrega. It's unsustainable. It's like a cool experience, but it's totally not realistic. So it's fun, it's interesting, it's holy. Again, I'm using silly, you know, descriptive words, right? But it's again, it's Lahavdil, it's that gift which is so fun for a couple of days, and then I have to earn it if I'm gonna enjoy it. Look at footnote 6, look at Vav, Os Vav. Ha'oros mistalkim k'day sheyivchor ba'atzma b'derach ha'tov. Again, you get a taste, and then the light leaves you so that you can try to choose the proper path on your own, to earn it, to acquire. He quotes from the Ma'or v'Shemesh, in his writings on Megillas Rus, D'inyan k'tziras ha'omer hu, k'sheyatzu Yisrael m'mitzrayim yatzu mitachas yad yitzar hara, v'holchu achar atas yitzar tov. We left Mitzrayim, we left the world of Yetzer Hara, we entered into the world of Yetzer Tov. Ach b'ma haya oz kocham lahatos elav yisparach, sh'adayin lo haya lahem Torah mitzvos. But the problem is, what do we know about anything? Right? So we left Mitzrayim, great, sur meira, but what is our asay? We don't know what asay tov is. Sur meira is gematria Yetzer Hara. So we got away from the Yetzer Hara of Mitzrayim, but we're trying to walk in the way of the Yetzer Tov. We don't know where the Yetzer, what does that mean? We don't have Torah mitzvot. Where are we going? So he says, continuing on the top of the next page in the footnote, Ella, or in the side, Ella al yedei shakadosh baruch hu chafetz l'goalam hayimegal lahem b'li isarusa d'latata moach hachachma b'leil rishon shal Pesach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wanted to redeem us, again, he gave us that awesome inspiration, that totally complete heavenly arousal on the first night of Pesach. And every Jew, from small to big, whatever madrega you are on, everyone was lifted to an unbelievable clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the root and the master of the world. Does anyone know what Nahama Dechisufa is? The bread of shame. Shameful bread. Nahama means bread. Kisufa means embarrassing bread. What does that mean, embarrassing bread? On the one hand, if a person goes to the soup kitchen every day and gets a free lunch, that's pretty awesome. It's a free lunch. On the other hand, he's embarrassed. Why don't I have money? Why am I always taking free lunches? Why can't I earn enough on my own to buy my own lunch? And that's an embarrassing thing. So to receive the bread for free is embarrassing. So Hashem doesn't want us to live that way. Why Hashem sent us to this world? Where was our neshama before it came here? Chavetz Chaim writes in many places. It was in a nahama dechisufa environment. We're getting awesome, you know, sitting tachas kisei hakavod, basking in the ziv hashchina, but it was all, we never earned it. So our neshama comes to this world, we work hard, and we earn it, we come back, and we enjoy it so much more. Yeah.
So why do we start getting exactly that, which is the month and year?
Why do we get the free, literally we get free bread, lechem in hashamayim, dafka during Sirah Samar? It's a good question. I can think of a couple things, but I want to think more carefully. What do you think? No, but it's free. It's not. I mean, it's totally the opposite of if the Seder night was supposed to be. If the Seder night was the Isarus Tila'ila, and now this is the Isarus Tila'tata, we work and we earn it. You would think, Chodesh Ir, man. What's up, shot? So you can say a Musar Vart. Say it's the reminder that even when a Jew is working, right, and he thinks he's earning, the Maisa, everything is still matana. Who says it? That sounds like a short type of thing to say. I don't know. I have to think about it more. It's interesting. Okay, but again, he doesn't want us to not enjoy it. So therefore, Hashem is helping us to earn it. All right, just to finish the footnote. Uman da ochel da lav delay v'chulu. That's a line from the Yerushalmi. A person who eats that which is not his, the end of that line, v'chulu, is he's embarrassed to look at the person who hides it for him. He can't look him in the face. It's hinted to in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Dalet also, where the Gemara says, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Aleph Beis Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalet, Gomel Dalim. And it says, why does the Dalet turn its back on the Gimel? The Gimel is Gomel, the Dalet is Dal, it's poor. Why is the Dalet facing away from the Gimel? It doesn't want to take a handout. It's scared to. That's a Yerushalmi. It doesn't want to look in the face of the one who, the face of the one who's giving it the handout. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the main text. So he says right after Vav. He says V'lachein mistalkim biyom sha'achra v'lo nishar lanu mihem rak roishim. So after the night of Pesach is over, you know, maybe that's why we wake up like so like. You know, you think like you wake up the morning after the Seder because like, oh, it's the matzah, it's the wine, it's the mar, it's like all the achila and like the lateness that just makes you so groggy. But maybe like on a spiritual level, it's just, no, like you had this awesome gilui shechina and then like Hashem just dropped you like all the way back down. So you wake up and it's like, you know, your head hurts and like, I woke up the first morning of Pesach. We were at my parents' house and I didn't have an alarm set. My kids were up late, so I knew they weren't going to wake up early. And I woke up, and I was like, I didn't have my watch on my arm, and I was so scared. I was like, what if it's like 11 o'clock, and like we all slept in? Baruch Hashem, it was like 7, you know? I was so nervous, though. I was already thinking, like, what am I going to, you know, like, when I didn't show up to shul that day, like, which kid am I going to claim was sick that I couldn't make it to shul? Okay, so fine, but there's a roshim, there's a roshim. Yeah, so even after Hashem drops us back down, b'yom sha'achrav lo nishra mehem rak roshim. There's a roshim, meaning we tasted it. Now we have something we can long towards. Achein kasher yavod sheva shabasos temimos latar hasheva midos ulezache ches nafsho. So now that we work on it for 7 weeks of purification, azai yizka b'yom hachamishim la'agia sheinis la'oso madrega yona shalel pesach. So when you get to Shavuos, you're really back where you started, but as opposed to being there for free, now you've climbed the ladder. Now you've earned it. Okay, there's a lot to think about. How Pesach and Shavuos are really it's the same inyan, but one was, you know, bichipazon, and one was laat laat. Aval achshav kvar yisharu osel lenetzach. Now you can acquire it forever. Bikinyan olam kaven shabo al yidei avodasa, since it came about through your effort to be sarus de la tata, through an awakening from below. And that's why we get the Torah on Shavuos. What is Torah? What does the word Torah mean? There's a Rashi in Chulin. Rashi says, Torah means an eternal teaching. Right? We always call the Torah Emes, like we said this morning, right? Torah is Emes. Titen Emes Liakov. Torah is Emes. Emes means something which is forever. So why is Torah forever? Because when a person earns something, when a person works at something, right, he makes a real kinyan on it. That lasts forever. I can think of like certain things that I've learned, certain ideas in Torah that I worked really hard to learn. I feel like it's locked in a different way. Actually, I paid a shiva call last night. This was very powerful. I paid a shiva call to someone in the community last night. And this fellow's mother had passed away. His father's still alive, but he's very elderly. He's in his 90s. And he's not 100% there mentally. But he said, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, anything that has to do with Yiddishkeit, he said his father has it like drilled into his head. So like he tells his father certain things, and like he has no like he can't like understand anything. But if he like start a pasuk, his father like finish it. You know, like that is all so deeply ingrained, and all like anything else is you know, because Torah is netzach, Torah is emes. So when we come to Shavuos and now we've earned it, we get Torah. What is Torah? Torah means an eternal teaching. We get something that's forever, because when you earn something, then it's forever. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, he managed couldn't speak. He was very eager. And, like, it was actually big stuff. Because, like, when he began to shake his hand, like, he was trying to, like, say, like, a bracha, something, but he managed couldn't, like, get that. So, we're talking to Shemashim afterwards. He said, like, it's true that I was very weak. He's taking naps all the time. This, that. And he's, like, he could barely talk. And when he starts talking, he's almost, like, he's 30 years old. So, it's
crazy.
Yelling, screaming it out, like, loud, like, he couldn't talk. And I'm so honest, he could not talk. Right. He didn't have the car.
He becomes a malach, and he just...
When he started talking,
cool on the shama.
When he started talking,
it's crazy. I told you that story at Reval Yashiv, when he couldn't button, he was too weak to button that one button of his shirt. But you know, and then he sat and like learned for 10 hours straight with like unbelievable energy and concentration. There's different planes of existence. There's the guf and there's the neshama. The guf is limited, even for tzaddikim, gedolim. You know, Moshe was the exception that he, at the end of his life, he's still full strength. But the gedolim are when they tap into the neshama, it's unlimited. Okay, let's just do a drop more. Top of the next page, Yud Ches. V'zeh gam kein hatam she'in mevarchin birchas shechiyanu al mitzvah sfiras ha'omer. Now there are many slightly overlapping explanations for this, so let's try to understand it clearly. Why don't you make a bracha on sfiras ha'omer? Ki ein asvira tachlis ha-mitzvah. Rak hachana v'hishtokus lagia l'chag ha-shuos shehu yom ha-chamishim. Why don't you make a bracha on svira? Because when you start the process, that's not where you're trying to be. Right? The goal is where you're going to. So therefore, we want to what? We want to arrive on day 50. We're longing to get to day 50. The Levush writes in Simen Tav Pei Tes, quotes it at the bottom of the page, he says that the Shechiyanu of Shavuos is the Shechiyanu of Svira. Right? This is what we were talking about. So I told you it's a Kedushas Levi. It is also a Kedushas Levi. Right? But the Shechiyanu of Shavuos is really the Shechiyanu of Svira also. Why am I saying Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'kiyamu l'zman hazeh when it's over? Because that's the whole point of Svira. Svira is about getting to something. It's not about that first step of the journey. It's about where you're trying to get to. Okay? He quotes in Os Ches, he quotes from Rav Pinchas Koritzer. This is very nice. In Os Ches. Mevarchin Shechiyanu rak al davar chadash. This is a beautiful explanation. The Bnei Yisachar quotes often from Rav Pinchas of Koritz, one of the very early tzaddikim of Hasidus. Met the Baal Shem Tov only on a couple of occasions. Rav Pinchas Koritzer said, you know why you don't make a bracha on Tzvira? It's not a new thing. Why is it not a new thing? It's a new mitzvah. I haven't done this mitzvah in a year. No, but what you're experiencing now is not a new thing. Why not? You know why not? Because I already experienced the whole thing on Seder. When I start counting Sphira, it's just watching a slow rerun of everything I experienced at the Seder. He says, Atam she'in mevarchin shechiyanu al Sphira, liyos she'in zeh davar chadash. Ki kol ha'aliyos haynu kol ha'mochin hayu biyachad v'leil aleph de Pesach. Amazing explanation. Okay, the Kedushas Levi is quoted on in Os Yud, the bottom left-hand corner of page Yud Tes. Okay, and this again fits with what the Levush says in Halacha. Levush says in Halacha that the Shechiyanu of Chag HaShavuos is the Shechiyanu of Sphira. But the Kedushas Levi explains it based on what we were explaining before. He says in the bottom left-hand corner on page 19, Os Yud, Mevarchin Shechiyanu b'gmar Sphira Sa'omer, Kein Kasav v'vnei Yisachar, Kishem, the Baal Kedushas Levi. Tam she'ein mevarchin shechiyanu al mitzvahs, top of page chaf, ha-svira. Why don't you make shechiyanu at the start of svira? So go back to the mashal of the Zohar, the Rechaim HaKadosh, Kedushas Levi, v'chulu. That what? You're like Klal Yisrael is like a woman who's counting Shiva Nekiyim. So at the beginning of the process, we're still tamei. We're prohibited to our husband. We're usher to our husband. This is why, by the alpipnimius, the tefillah, the mikvah of erev, the mikvah of Shavuos morning, is maybe the highest mikvah of the year. For those who are able to go to the mikvah Shavuos morning, after all night learning, to be able to go to the mikvah Shavuos morning, right, based on the Arizal, Kabbalah is one of the highest, most important times to go to the mikvah. The whole year. Why? Because we just spent 7 weeks preparing ourselves to go to the mikvah. Right?
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? A yid finds an etza. It's a good question. A Jew keeps davening that soon we'll have a mikvah closer to your house, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but that's what the Kedusha Levi says. The name mitzvah sasvira who ke'ein svira zayin nekiyim. Like a woman counting her 7 days. So obviously the Shechiyanu is not going to be at the beginning of the process, but at the end of the process when we become permitted to Hashem once again. Okay? Okay, we have like one more minute, so let's just finish the text going back to page 18 in the middle of the page. So again, we don't say Bircha Shechiyanu on the mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer, because Sfira is not the Tachlis. It's Hachana V'Shtoikus L'Agia L'Chag HaShvuas Shu Yom HaMishim. When we get to Shuas, we'll make Shechiyanu. Everything that we got as a gift on Pesach, now we're able to absorb them step by step. Okay, last paragraph for today on page Chaf. Ki hine b'leil Pesach al-yidei mitzvahs achilas matzah v'shtias dalit kosos me'irim kol dalit tzugei mochin. Through the three matzahs and the four cups of wine, we're able to illuminate the four parts of the moach, chachma, bina, and das, das being divided into a right and left side das, which he talks about. We're not going to have time right now. But Pamachas, so that which we experienced with Pamachas, the Toch HaShev Midos, we brought down all of the Mochin, Chachma, Bina, and the double, you know, part of Das, into the seven lower Sphiros. Now, over the course of Sphiros HaOmer, Lamachar, Chozrin, Vistalkin, Lamala, then after the Seder, all of that goes back up. And now, Va'ata, Chozrin, Osan, HaMochin, Lichanis, La'at, La'at, L'toch HaMidos, now we begin to reabsorb them over the course of the 7 weeks. Okay, and the end of the piece, he goes on to explain, maybe we'll do it a different day, he explains how the Chachma, Bina, and two parts of Das are divided amongst the 7 weeks. So, to save that for another time. Okay, Shabbat.